The mayor of North Adams, Richard Alkenbright, said that the Department of Justice sent him a letter in 2010 requesting an audit of all city-owned buildings after a complaint was filed regarding accessibility issues at the city police station. Now, in order to comply with standards set by the Americans with Disabilities Act, the mayor says that North Adams must make over 300 repairs and upgrades around the city over the next 3 years.
A lot of them are very, what you might call, small and ordinary fixes. For instance, like the sign outside my office, there's a sign above my door that says mayor. We have to get new signs that have to be on the wall at a certain height, say mayor with braille, to make them accessible.
The mayor said that many of the upgrades, such as replacing old door handles in City Hall to handicap accessible ones, can be done within the city's budget.
Doorknobs and things like that we can just do over time as part of the agreement. We can work on those, we can work on toilets, we can work on moving handrails and hooks, and it's just pulling that money out of our budget as time moves on.
Larger projects include improving city parks and athletic fields by creating handicapped accessible paths and renovations of public bathrooms. North Adams Administrative Officer Michael Canales says that the city will pay for those upgrades with money received from a federal Community Block Development Grant, or CBDG. Canales says that the city may be able to use some of that funding to leverage funds for what's known as a park grant.
So we're trying to take about $190,000 and try to get an additional $400,000 through the park grant to allow us to fix Knoll Field Complex to meet its ADA compliance. Then we hope to do the same thing the following year with Alkenbright Field, and then in the third year we'd like to do all the smaller parks around the city.
Massachusetts Undersecretary of Housing and Community Development Aaron Gornstein, whose agency distributes the federal CBDG funding, told WAMC in an earlier interview that the money can be used for a variety of projects.
It provides funding for infrastructure improvement, roads and sewer and sidewalk improvements as well. It could be used for playgrounds, senior centers, social services, so a whole range of activities.
In June, it was announced that North Adams was one of the 46 cities and towns in the Commonwealth to receive part of the $26.8 million CDBG award. The city received $900,000. North Adams plans to use some of the funding to upgrade the city's master plan. Currently, the city is also in the process of upgrading its sidewalks to make them more compliant with the Americans with Disabilities Act as well. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.